Good evening. Welcome back to shareenjoyment.com. Last night, there was a bit of an error on my part. I apologize to Rabbi Plotzker. We had a nice conversation about this today. And Plotzker, Baruch Hashem, he's with his family, having a wonderful Yom Tov outing. So tonight, Mir Hashem, I'm going to give the shiur. Of course, we want to begin by acknowledging our host, Jake Weinman. Jake, we didn't meet today. We were supposed to get together a little bit today. Unfortunately, it didn't work out. Jake really is incredible. He's working hard for shareenjoyment.com, even Chol HaMoed. It's something very special today for the share. And we very much appreciate your tireless efforts on behalf of this incredible institution that you are spearheading. And again, a special shout out to all the Choshner Rabbanim or Mayevsky, our technical assistant, Mitch Green, and all the special people that make this experience happen. We begin, as we always do, by acknowledging our sponsors. We want to thank our sponsor who has dedicated the Shul of Zeche Uli Nishmas, Manish Yitzchak Ben Aryeh. And we also want to learn Zeche Uli Nishmas Izzy Chait. His name is Yisrael Meir Ben Yochanan Olav HaShalom. I want to acknowledge also that this week was the yahrzeit of the Gaon, Yashber Soloveitchik, Zeche Tzadik Levracha, ready to a generation, not just to thousands of Talmidim, but a ready, literally to a generation of Talmidim, 30th yahrzeit of Yosef Ber Ben Rav Moshe, Zeche Tzadik Levracha. And also, we mentioned this yesterday, Rebbetzin Beruya David, Zichron Levracha, as well, a teacher, mentor, a leader to generation, not just to thousands and thousands of students. One of them is certainly listening, Mrs. Esther Pollack, as we spoke yesterday. She was a very close student of hers. Not just a student, she grew up in Chaim Berlin. She told me yesterday with her family, she would attend the Maamorim, and she has very, very special memories. She should really come on and give a share and tell us her personal connection with Rebbetzin Beruya David, Zichron Levracha, a truly great person that's beyond our understanding. Lomedes, my mother, Olah HaShalom, was an early student, and my mother, for decades, constantly mentioned her name in many, many settings, and her influence is, it's not comprehensible, her influence upon Kol Yisrael. May her neshama have an aliyah, may her husband, Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Yonatan David, may have Nechama, maybe Yeshiva, Pachad Yitzchak, Yeshiva Chaim Berlin. Rebbetzin Beruya was the daughter of Rav Chutner, Rav Yitzchak Chutner, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshiva Ben Chaim Berlin, person of enormous influence, a Rebbe to a generation. It's really frightening. We're dealing over here with three people at the same time. Rav Yosheber Soloveitchik, 30th yahrzeit, we're mentioning Rav Chutner, father of Rebbetzin Beruya David, and really a lot to digest at this time. Okay, let's go on. This Mir Hashem, we're coming tomorrow night, is Shvi Shel Pesach. So let's discuss tonight some ideas that relate to the concept of Shvi Shel Pesach. I like to try to present a theme that Shvi Shel Pesach in many ways captures. It's not just an independent Yom Tov, but Shvi Shel Pesach, to a large degree, is a chazor. It is a return to the first night, to the beginning of Pesach. And we've gone through Pesach, the Seder, Yitzias Mitzrayim, and we come to Kriyas Yamsuf. The major theme of Shvi Shel Pesach is Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf took place at the end of the night. I think many of us are misled to believe that Kriyas Yamsuf took place in the morning when it was daylight. It's clearly not the case. Chazal clearly indicate that the Yam split towards the very end of the night. It was an event that took place when it was dark. Of course, there was illumination from the Amud Eish, but it's unique. It's unique in what we commemorate. When we commemorate holidays, all of our holidays are pretty much by day. And we talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim, Makas Bechoros, that took place at Chatzos Laila. Where do we have an event that has enormous magnitude that took place in the middle of the night, after Chatzos, towards the end of the evening, shortly before Alois HaShachar, and that is Kriyas Yam Suf. And it was later, after the sun came up, did then Klal Yisrael recite the Shira Oz Yashir Moshe Uvenei Yisrael. It's very interesting that the Shira, to commemorate, to express our gratitude to what has occurred, took place in the morning, but the actual event took place at night in the most intense moments of darkness. They say that it's darkest right before dawn. And that's a very significant concept when it comes to Kriyas Yam Suf. Kriyas Yam Suf, Klal Yisrael, our lives were threatened. Our enemies were in hot pursuit. And we came very close to not surviving. And miraculously, at this darkest moment of the evening, did the Yam miraculously split to allow us to pass on dry land in the darkness of night. And then later, when the sun came up, did it really dawn upon us the magnitude of the miracle? And we expressed our thanksgiving to Hashem with the Shira. Now let me give some examples to try to bring out an idea. Maybe they're not complete examples, but to try to bring out a little more flavor in understanding the significance of Shvi Yishol Pesach. This is a very well-known, popular question. Why is Moshe Rabbeinu not mentioned in the Haggadah? Moshe Rabbeinu was front and center. Moshe Rabbeinu was everything. He was the Goyal. Hashem spent 7 days recruiting, persuading Moshe at the burning bush to lead and take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim and be their savior. And yet, Moshe Rabbeinu is not mentioned at all in the Haggadah. Moshe Rabbeinu is completely absent. Of course, there is one minor mention, and that we'll get to in one moment. But after going through the entire Haggadah and focusing on a night of thanksgiving of Hakaras HaTov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's only natural that we would expect to give Hakaras HaTov to Moshe Rabbeinu, who likewise participated in our Gula. And yet, he's absent. Perhaps the reason why Moshe is absent is because we were saving Moshe Rabbeinu for Shvi Yishol Pesach. On Shvi Yishol Pesach, Kriyas Yam Suf, it's all about Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu is taking Klal Yisrael and he's leading them. And as they're going, when Klal Yisrael, they feel the pain, the tsar, who do they complain to? To Moshe. Hamibli ein kivarim b'mitzrayim lekachtonu lomus b'midbar. And Moshe Rabbeinu, he calms Klal Yisrael down and says, don't worry. Kasher yisem es Mitzrayim es hayoyim lo yisoy sifun l'roysim od ad olam Hashem yilochim lochem v'yatem tacharishun. And Moshe Rabbeinu, he leads Klal Yisrael into the Yam with the Mateh. And of course, the next day, in the morning, Oz Yashir Moshe Uvnei Yisrael. The last words before the Shira, Uvim Moshe Avda. Indeed, this is the pasuk that we do mention incidentally in passing in the Haggadah. Shishal Pesach is all about Moshe Rabbeinu. Oz Yashir Moshe, Shiras Moshe. It's all about Moshe Rabbeinu. And in essence, what it's doing is it's forcing us to reflect that everything that happened in Mitzrayim, the entire process of Geula, the Ten Makos, the entire force behind our redemption, was through the agency of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not that on Pesach we forget about Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is saved. Shvi Yishol Pesach is a moment where we reflect once again, all over again, about the entire sequence of events of Yitzias Mitzrayim to review what happened, but this time to review it as if it was a second edition of the Haggadah with Moshe Rabbeinu playing the most central role of our Geula. Let's give another example. When Klal Yisrael comes to is being chased by the Mitzrayim on the night of Shvi Yishol Pesach, shortly before the Yam splits, Moshe Rabbeinu gets up to daven. Rashi tells us Moshe Rabbeinu, he saw the situation was desperate, and as Moshe Rabbeinu knows, the need of Klal Yisrael is in the time of Tzara to be mispalel. Moshe gets up to daven to Hashem, and Hashem says something shocking. Ma titzak elai. What are you davening? Now is not the time to daven. Ma titzak elai, daber el b'nei Yisrael v'Yisrael. Rash, the question is a shocking statement by Hashem. How could there ever be a zman when we should not daven? Could there be such a thing, not to daven? Are you talking? And Rashi appears to answer this question with something that is very deep, very profound. Rashi says, you don't need to daven. Rashi actually says a few ideas. But one of the main themes of Rashi is there's no need to daven now because it's kedai the emuna, the faith that the Jewish people had to serve for them as a means of salvation. Let me attempt to find the exact words of the pasuk. Pasuk here. It's pasuk tezvav. The pasuk says as follows in Rashi, Dabri el b'nei Yisrael v'Yisrael, ein lohem el olisa. There's no need for prayer. They only have to travel. She'ein hayam omid b'fneim. And here are the words I was looking for. Kedai. It is worthy, the zuchus avoy sehem, the merit of their forefathers, v'heim, ve'he'emuna she'heminu bi, the faith that they had in me, v'yatsu, that they left Egypt, l'kroya lohem hayam. Where did Klal Yisrael show faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that they're willing to leave? This is the very, very beginning of the story. When Moshe comes to Klal Yisrael, and Moshe says the code words, Pokoid Pokadeti Eschem, Hashem has remembered you. And what is the response? Vayamein Ha'om. Vayamein Ha'om. The people believe, they had faith. Rashi is telling us an incredible principle. A person in life can find himself in a very difficult situation. And at that moment in time, you have to ask yourself, how did I get here? How did I get into this situation? So more often than not, we got, it wasn't our doing. We were just living our lives, and a difficult situation came upon us against our will. It just came about. In those situations, you have to die. But there are times in life where you find yourself in a difficult situation, and the reason why you're in that difficult situation is because you had faith in Hashem. There was an event that happened before. You were, had a dilemma, and you made a decision. You had two choices, and you decided to, you selected one approach because you had faith in Hashem. If one did not have faith, he would have taken a different option. But because you had faith in Hashem, you chose option A. And you went down that path. And now you find yourself in a lot of trouble. In this situation, if the reason why you find yourself in an Eish Tzara is because you expressed emunah, there's no need to daven. All you need to do now is have more emunah. How did Klal Yisrael find themselves in this situation where the Egyptians are closing in on them and about to destroy them? It's because they had faith in Hashem, faith in Moshe, when Moshe said, Pakod Pakadati. And they said, Vayamein Ha'om. We believe. We have emunah. We're going to leave Egypt. We're going to do whatever you tell us to do. They expressed their emunah in Hashem. And now, because they had emunah in Hashem, now they're in trouble. If your problem is derived because of your emunah, the solution is have more emunah. Jump into the Yam. Jump into the Yam. Just keep on going. There's no need to daven. That's Shvi Shol Pesach. It's interesting. The first day of Pesach, when we talk about the Geula, there is an emphasis on prayer. Vayizaku b'nei Yisrael el Hashem min ho'avoida v'tal shavasam el ho'elokim. Vayitzoku, there are numerous expressions of prayer that appeared in the first part of the Exodus. But Kriyas Yamsuf, there's no prayer. Because Kriyas Yamsuf, we go back to, how did you get here? Emuna? Vayamein Ha'am, have more Emuna. So again, in this example, we have another idea of where Shvi Shol Pesach is forcing us to reflect back on the beginning of Yetzias Mitzrayim with a different perspective. Shvi Shol Pesach is not an independent part to the sequel to the Exodus. There was the Exodus, and now is the sequel, and Matan Torah will be part 3. No. Kriyas Yam Suf is Yetzias Mitzrayim, second edition. It's a reflection. The events, the circumstances of Kriyas Yam Suf forces us to review over again the same story of Yetzias Mitzrayim with a new, fresh perspective. The night of Pesach, we were too preoccupied with the Geula to think about Moshe's role in all of this. We were running for our lives. Things were happening so quickly. We forgot about Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, Shvi Shol Pesach, let's start all over again. Vayaminu b'Hashem over Moshe Avdo. The circumstances of Kriyas Yam Suf is just an excuse. It is a trigger to review that the holy Yetzia of Mitzrayim was only through the agency of Moshe. Kriyas Yam Suf is an excuse to force us to review the story of Yetzia of Mitzrayim and remember, how did we leave Mitzrayim? We left Mitzrayim because Vayamein Ha'am. That fact gets lost when the Gilui Shechina
and there's matzah, and there's Korban Pesach, and we're davening to Hashem, we have so much tzar. The fact, this critical, critical element of our response to Moshe Rabbeinu's statement, Pokoid Pokadati, Vayanein Ha'om, do we even understand what that means? It got lost. And it's natural for it to get lost. But when we come now to Kriyas Yamsof, and Hashem says to Moshe, Moshe Ma Titzvak Eli, how did you get here? You got here, you left, because you had emunah? Just have more emunah. It takes us back to the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, to the very beginning, forcing us to review it with a different flavor, a different element. There are many more examples of this. I want to conclude with one more example. And it's not really, it's a little bit, not exactly what I'm trying to bring out, but it definitely does share some of its elements. We mentioned yesterday that we're going to lay on Acharon Shel Pesach, Parshas Re'eh. And in Parshas Re'eh, we read about the mitzvah of matzah. And there are two psukim. First, it tells us that we eat matzah for 7 days. And then at the very end of the section, it says, matzos, you shall eat matzos for 6 days. Rashi is the obvious question. What's going on here? Is it 7 days or is it 6 days? So we discussed this yesterday at length. But Rashi, and we mentioned also Rashi's first interpretation. Rashi's first interpretation is, Rashi tells us, that we know that on the first day, the second day of Pesach, we bring the Korban Omer. And the Omer, the offering of the Korban Omer, permits us to eat Chodosh, the new crop. Until we bring the Korban Omer, it is categorically forbidden for us to derive any benefit to eat from the new crop that has already been blossomed and is ready to go, ready to be harvested. So Rashi says, when it says in the Pasuk, you shall eat matzah for 6 days, that Pasuk refers to, you can eat matzah that is baked from the new crop, Chodosh, for only 6 days. Being that the carbon is offered on the second day of Pesach, early in the morning, so you have at most 6 days, the six remaining days of Pesach, to eat matzah baked from Chodosh. What about the first day? The first day, you have no choice but to eat matzah that is baked from last year's crop, the old grain from last year that became permitted last year, on the second day of Pesach, last year. And once already you're eating from the old crop, you can equally eat from the matzah, the grain of last year, for all 7 days. So Rashi's words are, 7 days you can eat matzah from Yoshon, the old crop. And when the Pasuk says, Sheishes Yamin, this refers to Chodosh. There's Yoshon and there's Chodosh. In the midst of matzah, it's not a coincidence that the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer takes place on the second day, begins on the second day of Pesach, because there's a nafkamina with regard to matzah. There are two different types of matzahs. There's matzahs that are baked from Yoshon, and there are matzahs that are baked from Chodosh. The matzahs of Yoshon can be eaten for 7 days, and the matzahs of Chodosh can only be eaten for 6 days. But something very interesting comes out then. That means every year, on the first night of Pesach, the Seder, we are eating matzah that was produced from an event that happened last year on Pesach. We're eating matzah on the first night of Pesach. We're being mekayim the mitzvah de'oraisa of achilas matzah from a matzah that was sourced from the pasuk of last year, Sheshes Yomim Toichal Matzahs. Last year, there was a pasuk in the Torah, at the end of the Parashas Re'eh, that says, Sheshes Yomim Toichal Olav Matzahs. And that pasuk was referring to the last 6 days of Pesach, not the first day of Pesach. And we're this year taking grain that is sourced from that pasuk, the last 6 days of Pesach, and using that as our source to fulfill the mitzvah deraisa of matzah this year. In essence, what is happening here? Every year, the Pesach Seder is a direct link to the end of last year's Pesach. It's not every year is a new Pesach, a new holiday. Every Pesach is a continuation of last year's. The end of this year's Pesach is nothing more than a preparation for next year's Pesach. It's not for nothing we say Lashon Haba B'Yerushalayim when we finish the Seder. Because after the Seder is over, we have to wait until the next day to the Matir, to bring the Omer, so we can now first begin to prepare the Matzah for next year. Because next year's grain is not going to be sufficient. It's not going to be halachically valid. It's going to be this year's matzah from the end of Pesach that is going to be used to bring in Pesach for next year. So we start off by saying that Shvi Shel Pesach is, on the one hand, a reflection. It's a reflection, it's a review of what we did 6 days ago. But Mitzad Sheni, the last day of Pesach, is also a preparation for next year. With the lessons learned, the bracha that Hashem has bestowed upon Klal Yisrael, this is, in addition, a preparation for a new appreciation of the geula that we will experience in the future. Shvi Shel Pesach is a very special day. It connects us to the past. It forces us to look back and reflect upon what happened differently, and it also prepares us for a new cycle of geula in the future. As we say at the end, Hashem yimloich li'olam v'ed, Hashem yimloich li'olam v'ed, the end of the Shira is the future. Hashem will be the king. Melech HaMashiach will come. Emir Tz Hashem. I want to thank everyone for listening. Chol HaMoed Pesach, and may everyone have a wonderful, wonderful Yom Tov. Shvi Shel Pesach is a very holy day. Chazal say that it's a day to be mispal for Shaduchim. Kosher l'zavgon k'kriyas yamsof. It's a day to be mispal for Parnosa. Kosher l'zaynoysav shel adam k'kriyas yamsof. The special shefa of refuah, healing, that is associated with Shvi Shel Pesach. At the end of the Shvi is the Shira. We lay in the Pasuk, Em Shemoya Tishma B'kol Hashem Elokecha V'ayosha B'Navtase V'yazanto L'mitzvoysa V'shamarta Kol Chugov Kol HaMachal Asher Samti V'mitzrayim Lo Yosim Alecha Ki Ani Hashem Rezecha. It's a very holy, mystical day, Shvi Shel Pesach. Miracles, Yeshua Hashem Keheref Ayin, a day of emuna, Vayamin Klal Yisrael reached the highest level of Emunah. Shvi'ish LePesach is the day where it says that Klal Yisrael Vayaminu BaHashem. It's a day to have an appreciation for the Gedolei Yisrael and V'Moshe Avdo, a new appreciation of our Gedolei Yisrael, a day to be mispar that we should be worthy of having leaders that can uplift us and can guide us to witness the coming of Mashiach, to prepare us to be Makabel, the Melech HaMashiach, B'mehera, V'Yameinu, Amen. Thank you again for listening. Have a wonderful Yom Tov. And Yirtzeh Hashem, we'll be back. Yirtzeh Hashem, Monday after Yom Tov. Good Yom Tov. Good night. Good night.